那今天我要跟大家分享一些在我灵修的时候非常惊喜的发现。
I want to share something that during my quiet time, I've discovered something very surprising.
我把它取名叫两次的惊喜。
I want to call the surprise by two.
上帝的智慧还有他的见证。
It's God's wisdom and his testimony.
好，那首先呢，我跟大家分享一下二这个数字在圣经里包含什么意思。
I want to talk about what is number two means in the Bible.
二这个数字哈，基本上在圣经里贯穿了有四个不同的含义。第一就是分开。
There are four different definitions. The first one is talk about divide.
好像上帝创造的时候把什么黑暗光明分开。
And the first one talk about the separate the darkness and the light.
白昼黑夜分开。
And day and night.
把日月分开。
And the day and the month.The moon, sorry, sun and the moon. I'm sorry.
还把水跟陆地分开。
And the water and the land.
所以二呢，很明显的就是把事情分开。
And so two means divide.
好，分为二。第二个呢，二是选择的意思。
And second, the one talk about is choose.
好像在旧约一开始就讲到，该隐有该隐的道路，亚伯有亚伯的道路。
And talk about the Cain and the Abel's way.
一个是罪人的道路，一个就是义人的道路。
They choose the righteous and their sinful way.
在新约里我们很清楚看到有属上帝的和属鬼魔的。
And in New Testament talk about they belong to God and belong to Satan.
好，旧约新约都讲到什么是祝福，什么是咒诅，要选择。
And we also talk about the blessing and the curse.
还有什么是宽的路，什么是窄的路，要选择。
And what is very wide and what's very narrow you need to choose.
好，在我们里面圣灵跟情欲在交战，我们要做一个选择。
And talk about spiritual and the flesh is the combat each other.
还有我们在基督里和在基督外，我们要选择。
In Christ and outside Christ.
那当然，天堂地狱也是一个选择。
And choose of heaven and the hell.
永生永死也是一个选择。
And eternal life and eternal death.
所以很明显，二在圣经里面也是包括选择的意思。
And so two also means to choose.
但是二在圣经里最强烈的一个最明确的意思呢，就是见证。
And the strongest meaning of two means to testify.
生命记有一句话说，要凭两三个人的口做见证，将那当死人致死；不可凭一个人的口做见证，将他致死。
At the Deuteronomy, at the mouth of the two witnesses or three witnesses, shall he that is worthy of death, but be put to death. But at the mouth of the one witness, he shall not be put to death.
所以至少要两三个人的口做见证。
And we need two, at least two to three.
好，我们看看中国一些例子哈。我们大晓得这个梁山伯与祝英台的故事吧。
Okay, so we talk about some of the Chinese examples. We all know this is called butterfly love story.
那梁山伯与祝英台没有父母亲的批准，他们私定终身。
And without their parents' blessing, so they decided to commit each other.
那他们怎么私定终身的呢
？How did they do it?
他们拜天地。
And so they bow down to the heaven and the earth.
天地为他们作证。
And so they have a witness from heaven and the earth.
好，那桃园三结义这很有名的哈，中国历史上那个三国的故事，桃园三结义。
And we all know this is a three kingdom story. And they make a covenant to each other.
这三个人是谁呀？你们知道吗
？Do you know the?
不知道啊，刘备。
刘备、张飞、
还有关云长、
yeah.
啊，他们桃园三弟三个人成为三兄弟。
And so the three, they evolved with each other, was become brotherhood.
他们也要天地来作证。
And they also asked the heaven and the earth to bear witness.
你们看他这个，他们在彼此结这个血盟的时候，哈，一些仪式非常有意思的。
And they were making a covenant by the blood. It's very interesting.
你看到这个桌台上有一只动物，对不对
？And you see there's an animal on the table.
被杀死的动物。
And it's being slaughtered.
还有烛台。
And there was candles.
代表他们的祷告。
And symbolize their prayers.
还有其他献祭的东西。
And there's other things on the altar too.
他们在这个台前立约，天地作证。
And make that covenant to have been witnessed by the heaven and earth.
好，那么中国传统的婚礼也是哈。
And Chinese traditional wedding as well.
我们说一拜。
The first one is you bow down to the heaven and earth.
二拜。
Second is to bow down to your parent, mutual parents.
然后夫妻。
And the second one is the couple to bow to each other.
然后送入洞房哈。
And then you go to the bridal chamber.
所以他们就这样就正式结婚了。
And also that means that they commit each other as a true marriage.
所以在中国传统里面哈，天地 父母、山海怎么样，都是作证的人。
And so in the Chinese tradition, talk about the heaven, earth, and your parents are all witnesses.
所以作证至少要两个人以上。
So even witnesses need to have at least two.
好，那么圣经中有些例子非常有意思的。
And in the Bible, there are a lot of very interesting examples.
好像摩西差遣以色列人去迦南探地的时候呢，十二个人回来中只有两个说可以去。
And the guy has sent 12 people to Canaan, and there's only two people who came back, say,
他们说我们可以进去攻取迦南。
And those two actually said, yes, we can attack Canaan.
但是十个说不能去。
The 10 people say, no, we shouldn't go.
所以百姓非常生气，要把这个好约书亚加勒好给他们打死。
And so the people were very upset. They want to kill and Joshua and Caleb.
假如那一天只有一个人作证说去，只有约书亚或只有加勒的话，他们那天当场一定死。
And so that day, if there's only one person said we should go attack, I'm sure that person will be killed.
但是那天有两个人作证说我们可以去。
But that day, there's Joshua and Caleb both said we should go.
好，那在新约里我们也看到，好，在马太福音第十六节，他说，假如你跟人家有嫌隙了，你自己跟他私底下谈，谈不好的话呢，你要带另外一两个人同去。
So in the Matthew, we also talk about if you're trespassing with other people, you need to bring two or three other people to be a witness.
好，那么耶稣自己怎么样？他差遣门徒的时候什么？两个两个的出去。
And Jesus did the same thing when he sent his disciples, he sent them two by two.
好，那么保罗也继续这样的传统，在哥林多后书他说我第三次到你们里去，要凭两三个人的口作证，结局都要定准。
And the Paul said the same thing. Whenever I go to your place, you need to have a mouth of two or three witnesses.
因为教会里面有些问题。
And because there's a problem in the church.
所以不能单听一个人的一面之词。
You can never only listen to one side.
然后他在提摩太前书也说哈，控告长老的臣子呢，非有两三个见证就不要受。
And also in the Titus talk about against an elder receive not an accusation but before two or three witnesses.
所以新约承继了旧约的传统。
So the New Testament inherit the tradition of Old Testament.
好，那我们看看上帝在最后要怎么样？我要使我的两个见证人在起诉里面哈，在耶路撒冷传道1260天。
And Revelation talk about that I will give a power to two witnesses.
啊，也是两个哈，不能只是一个。
And also talk about two.
那么我们是基督徒，圣经告诉我们，谁替我们作证我们是基督徒呢
？And so you know we are Christians. Who testify that we are Christians?
谁可以替你作证说你是基督徒
？Who can witness that you are a Christian?
罗马书告诉我们一句话，在十六节，圣灵与我们的心同证。我们是神的儿女。
So in Roman, talk about spirit itself, bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
所以圣灵在不在一个基督徒的心里面是相当重要的一件事情。
So whether the Holy Spirit is inside ourselves is an extremely important thing.
假如我们没有借着圣灵重生，圣灵没有住进来的话呢，将来圣灵不能够作证说你是属于我的。
So we are not born again by the Holy Spirit. We cannot be saying we are a born again Christian.
好，那耶稣自己好，他也是根据旧约说，你们律法记得说两个人的见证是真的。
And Jesus himself also said the two are truth.
我是为自己做见证，还有差我来的父也是我做见证。
I'm one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me bears witness of me.
然后在约翰一书说哈，我们看第八节，作见证的原来有三，就是圣灵、水与血，这三样都归于一。
And the first John talk about there are three that bear witness in earth, the spirit and the water and the blood.
所以耶稣明白，他也虽然说他是神的怎么样，他也需要有人为他作证。
So Jesus says the other people testify and witness for me.
所以耶稣常常讲到，我说的话、我做的工、我的天父、圣灵都为我作证。
And my work, my words that have been testified by Heavenly Father's Spirit.
Okay, 那么所以上面讲到二是三个意思，第一是分开，对不对
？And the first one talk about divide.
第二个是你要选择。
And second is to choose.
第三是你最强烈就是一个见证。
And the most important one is testify.
好，那最后二一个很重要就是很能够合一。
The fourth one talk about is the oneness.
好像夫妻两个合为一。
And talk about the couple being one.
好，犹太人跟外邦人在基督里可以合而为一。
And talk about Jewish and the non-Christian become one.
福音书常常讲到天父与圣子的合一。
And talk about the Heavenly Father and the the heavenly Son.
圣经屡次教导我们，教会要跟基督合一。
And church and the Christ become one.
还有门徒们之间要合一。
And disciple become one.
这个合一最能够见证上帝的荣耀。
And so the oneness can testify His glory.
好，那么诗篇有一句话哈，帮助我们明白为什么。神的见证呢可以给我们智慧哈，在诗篇十九章第七节，耶和华的律法全备能苏醒人心，耶和华的见证确定能使愚人有智慧。
So there is words in Psalm talk about the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
中文翻成耶和华的法度哈，实际上在英文里面是耶和华的见证。
And so here talk about it, not the law, but talk about the testimony of the Lord.
所以神的见证是确定的，使不聪明的人学到智慧。
And so God's testimony is wise, and for the foolish become wise.
那什么是上帝的见证呢？就是生活中与他的旨意、与他的教训相符合的表现。
So what is God's testimony? It's talk about our living a life according to His will and teaching, and the understand heart of His creation.
让我们明白，好，落实明白他创造我们的心意。
And we sure that understand His creation.
所以今天我就要跟大家分享，从我的灵修当中找到了两次的见证，来看上帝的心意。
So I want to share with you that when I learned from my quiet time, the two God's testimony of two.
好，让我们一起来祷告。
And let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前，求主你的圣灵来指教我们你自己的话语。
And dearly Heavenly Father, we come before you so the Holy Spirit can guide us and teach us.
我们知道你的见证都是确实的，使愚昧人有智慧。
And your testimony is so true that can help the foolish become wise.
所以帮助我们今天从你的话语当中得到智慧。
So we can learn the wisdom through your words.
也学习在生活当中能够见证你自己。
To learn how to testify you in our lives.
我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 好，那些上过中文主日学的呢，我们上过创世纪，也上过出埃及记。
And the people attend the Chinese Sunday school, then you have teach the Exodus and the Genesis.
那么前三个两个都是来自创世纪跟出埃及记。
And so the first few is coming from Genesis and Exodus.
那第四个是来自新约。
And the fourth one is coming from New Testament.
好，那我今天跟大家分享的两次，就是这个字在圣经里只出现两次。
And the only happened those two means the only appear twice in the Bible.
好，第一个只出现两次的就是两个不好。
And there's a two said not good.
还出现是两个方舟。
And talk about two arcs.
还有两个遇见。
And there's two met.
好，两个纪念。
And there's two memorials.
好，我们先看两个不好哈。
And let's talk about two not good.
大家都晓得上帝创造亚当的时候说这个人独居不好。
And then we'll talk about when Genesis, the God said, this person is not good that the man should be alone.
所以要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
I will make him to help, help to me for him.
所以这边讲得很清楚，上帝所造的都看为好，唯有那个人单独不好。
All the creation was good, except this person who is alone is not good.
所以单独是不好的。
Alone is not good.
那第二个不好是什么呢？
What's the other not good?
出现在出埃及记。
And talk about is in the Exodus.
就是摩西的岳父来看他的时候。
And so his father-in-law come to see Moses.
看到摩西断案，里面排了一大堆人都在等着他来断案。
And there are so many people waiting for him to make some judgment.
他就说你这样做不好。
He said this is not good.
所以创世纪跟出埃及记呢，就是两个地方，一个独居不好，一个独断不好。
And talk about one is this living alone is not good, and the other one is you do anything law by yourself is not good.
好，那为什么单独不好呢
？Why is not good to be alone?
你一打开这个网页哈，就你如果查 loneliness 这个字
，And if you open the on the computer, you just type in loneliness.
你会发现有几个研究
，And there's a lot of studies.
好像今日心理学说。
And like a psychology today,
他说单独的危险。
The dangers of loneliness.
好，那这个活着的科学讲到为何单独可以致死。
And why the life science talk about the life science talk about why loneliness can be deadly.
那一个守护者杂志说哈，单独正在杀死我们，我们必须治疗这个疾病。
And the magazine of the Guardian talk about loneliness is killing us. We must start treating this disease.
然后《时代》杂志关于这个心理健康哈，或是这个精神健康说，为何单独可能是下一个最大的 公共健康的问题。
Other magazines such as the Times, Mental Health and Psychology talk about why loneliness may be the next big public health issue.
其实我们网络这么发达
，and so these are so easy to get on the website.
手机这么可用
，and we have smartphones.
但是单独人越来越多
，but the loneliness are more and more.
为什么？因为网络跟手机使你变成宅男宅女都很快乐。
And though actually those technology keep you actually make you more isolated.
More like a homebody, okay?
Or you become the homebody.
你就喜欢在家里。
You just want to stay home.
因为你手机一看，哇，什么都有。
You have access to a smartphone right away.
你上了电脑，哇，什么东西都可以看。
You can get to the computer immediately.
虽然你可以看得这么多，但是了解你的人越来越少。
But even though you have access to all those things, but the people who understand are less and less.
你能够亲自讲话对话的人的对象也越来越少。
And to have someone to converse is less and less.
所以孤单。变成一个很大的社会问题。
So loneliness became a society issue.
因为它会导致沮丧、抑郁、失意、生活自杀。
Well, cause discouragement, depression, and probably dementia, and even lead to suicide.
所以神从一开头就告诉我们，一个人独居或是单独是不好的。
So God has taught us from the very beginning, a person who is alone by himself is not good.
好，那为什么两个比一个好呢
？Why is a good goodness of two are good?
就跟大家分享传道书四章九节。
And talk about Ecclesiastes chapter 4:9.
两个人总比一个人好，因为两个人劳碌，同得美好的果效。
Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor.
因为有两个人就可以分享。
And there are two they can share with each other.
两个人就可以互相帮助。
And they can support each other.
可以互相扶持。
And they can actually lift them up.
互相担当。
And they can bear their burdens.
好所以圣经告诉我们两个总比一个好。
And two is better than one.
好那另外从一个我喜欢做门徒训练好我觉得从门徒训练的角度来看为什么两个人比一个好。
And I like to do disciple training, and so I recognize why two is better than one.
而且根据我们今天的主题是一个从见证来的一个考量。
And so it's a reflection of our testimony.
因为比如说夫妻的话夫妻彼此是对方的镜子
And so like a couple, a marriage couple, they are is a mirror of each other.
你可以照出自己从对方照出自己的本相
And so the other person can reflect yourself.
比如说我对我老公生气的时候
So I get angry with my husband.
我会想到为什么我对他这么生气
And I can think about why I'm so angry at him.
我想想为什么我会这么生气
？And why I'm so angry？
啊，假如说丈夫让我高兴的话
，Well, if he make me very happy，
我想说为什么我会这么高兴
？And then I will reflect why I'm so happy。
什么东西导致我这么快乐
？Why cause me happiness？
好，所以他等于是我的一面镜子，照出我这个人是什么样子。
So he became a mirror to reflect myself。
而我成为一个基督徒
，And become a Christian。
我有一个义务，我有一个目标，就是要越来越像我的主耶稣基督。
I have a responsibility and goal to be more like Jesus。
所以当我的配偶能够照出我的本相的时候
So my spouse can reflect myself
我就有机会来改变我自己
I have an opportunity to change myself, improve myself
朋友也是如此
And, but friends the same way
朋友也是磨练的机会
And the friends the way to help you to sharpen yourself
朋友也是你的一面镜子
And they also are mirror
好能够照出你内心的一些状况
And can reflect some of the inside of yourself
好箴言有句话说：“铁磨铁，磨出刃来；朋友相感也是如此。”
Proverb talk about iron sharpen iron, not so a man sharpen the contents of his friend.
中文翻的那个味道不是很好，说朋友相感也是如此哈。
And so is the they both feel the same way.
原来是说你磨朋友的脸。
And it's talk about actually touching your friend's face.
Sharpen
the face. Sharpen his face.
好，就是要朋友要使你的脸，他可以反照出你的脸型、脸部的表情，而借着自己这个东西来磨练出你这个人。
And so because he actually can feel and sharpen your face, so you through that you can improve yourself.
对不对？我们常常可以看到一个人讲什么不好听的话，他的脸马上沉下来了。
And so if you say something negative or bad, then immediately your friend.The face dropped.
或是讲什么让他高兴的话，哎，他的眼睛马上亮起来了。
And we see something good immediately. You can see he cheered up.
所以我们说，从见证这方面的考量来说呢，两个总比一个好。
So even as the talk about testimony, two is always better than one.
所以我们一定要有朋友。
And so very importantly that we need to have friends.
好，那么我们一些应用哈，就是第一。 不要落单。
And the first application, the first one, do not be alone by yourself.
因为上帝说单独不好。
And so by alone is not good.
也不要隔离。
And do not be isolated.
尽量参加小组团契或是一些联谊会
and try to participate the small group of the fellowship and with some community events.
让他人的反照成为自己改进的机会
So it becomes an opportunity to reflect ourselves through others' feedback.
好，那对基督徒来说，这是我们成长的一个机会
And this is the opportunity to grow.
所以这本来就是上帝的用心
And this is God's purpose.
好，那么为什么独权不好呢
why is not good to judge things alone?
我们可以看世界上的几个的政治的演变哈
And we can see some political change in this world.
特别现在在中国的这个国家的政治的运作。
中东还是中国？
中国。
In China, you see some of the political things.
常常看到独权导致非常的自大自傲。
Autocrat that become and will make a leader more arrogant.
事实上，我读过一本书，是袁志明的，讲到这个中国的问题。
And I have read a book to talk about 袁志明discuss the problem in China.
就说中国以前是上帝最大。
And in the past, the God as 上帝 is the highest.
但是后来成立了这个皇权政治的时候
，When we have an emperor,
皇帝。就夺取了上帝的权力，成为他最大。
So emperor took the position of the 上帝 God, and he is the highest.
所以他手上操了生杀大权。
And he holds all the power of killing.
这个生死大权都操在皇帝的手里。
Everything is in his hand.
但是在我们的心灵里面，生死大权是操在上帝的手里。
But in our heart should be the power of life should be controlled by our God.
所以当有一个人有一个独权的欲望的时候呢，基本上他是在窃取上帝的位置跟上帝的荣耀。
And so if someone who is control everything, he's stealing God's position and glory.
那独权也会导致个人主义，还有所谓的英雄主义，成为人家崇拜的对象。
Authoritarian will cause actually individualism and heroism, and also to worship the idols.
当然，最后也导致他成为一个非常孤独的人。
And also will cause the loneliness of that person.
我们晓得以色列王扫罗哈，他开头是一个非常谦卑的人。
And we remember the first king Saul was a very humble person.
但他后来晚期的时候，他变了，他变了一个独权的人。
And later he totally changed. He wanted to control everything.
所以他的下场也非常的不好。
So his end life was very sad.
所以在教会里面呢，我们不强调一个人有绝对的权利。
So in church, we never emphasize one person has holding all the power.
我们相信所谓的层层负责。
And we believe that we should have a collaboration.
有分工合作。
And we divide work and work together.
我们强调人的谦卑。
And we talk about humility.
要把荣耀归给神。
To give the glory to God.
这样子我们不至于孤独。
So we will not be alone.
哎，我们不至于到最后承担所有的责任跟所有的。成败的荣耀
So we do not need to bear all the responsibility and whatever the end result.
所以这就是第一个两个不好
And so the first two are not good.
对那些只喜欢自己独来独往的人
For people like to isolate, just do everything by themselves.
或是喜欢自己完全做决定的人
And who person who like to make a decision by himself.
圣经对我们的劝诫是
The Bible's advice is
你要去交朋友
You need to make friends.
你要踏出你自己的这个小小的世界。
You need to step out of your comfort zone.
要学习跟别人合作。
And learn to collaborate with other people.
跟人一起同工。
And to work with other people.
把荣耀归给神。
To give the glory to God.
好，那第二个，从创世纪跟出埃及记，我们看到是有两个方舟。
So Genesis and Exodus talk about two arcs.
我们大家都非常熟悉挪亚造方舟，对不对？
We all know Noah that actually made the ark.
好，在创世纪里面，你要用革肥木造一只方舟。
And so talk about make the ark of a gopher wood.
但是我们从圣经的读里面呢，很少知道有另外一个方舟。
And we probably don't know there's another ark.
好，这个 ark 这个字呢，那个约柜，圣经里的约柜也叫做 ark.
And so there's another ark that's the same word, but it's a
但是它的希伯来文字是不一样的字。
But the Hebrew word is totally different.
那圣经说挪亚的方舟有另外一个方舟呢，就是。
So Noah's ark, there's another one.
就是摩西的母亲约基别。
And it's Moses' mother, Jezebel.
她做了一个方舟。
And she made an ark.
在出埃及记第二章三节。
And it's Exodus chapter 2.
当他们不能够再藏摩西的时候呢，就娶了妈妈，就娶了一个蒲草箱。
And so she was no longer able to hide Moses. So she took him for an ark of bulrushes.
所以从中文的翻译呢，他没有翻成娶了一个方舟。
And in Chinese translation, did not say it was an ark.
在很多英文的翻译里面，也就是一个 basket 或一个 box。
And so English translation usually says a basket or a box.
但是我读的是 King James.
And King James translation.
用的是一个 ark,
and it says it's ark.
所以 King James 有些翻译是比较精准的哈。
And King James translation usually is more accurate.
而且同一个字，同一个希伯来字，它会用同一个翻译。
And so it's the same Hebrew word and same translation.
所以这个方舟在希伯来就是 tebar 这个字哈 ，t e b a h.
So tebar so means ark.
所以在这边，父亲为了家人的安全，在神的吩咐之下造了一个方舟。
And so the father of the child and listened to God and made an ark.
而母亲为了孩子的安全也造了一个方舟。
And the mother for her child also made an ark.
所以我们看到父亲母亲在保护儿女这件事情上，他们都尽上了自己的本分。
And we can see because of the protection of the children, they committed their responsibility.
好，那我们看看圣经对爸爸跟妈妈他们这个些人的描述是什么。
And let's look at the description of this mother and father in Bible.
好，在创世纪讲到挪亚，他说唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。
And so in Genesis talk about Noah found grace in the eye of the Lord.
好，创世纪第七章说，上帝说我见你在我面前是个义人。
And I see you, you are the righteous before me.
所以挪亚在那个时代，在众人那个那么多人的期待呢，上帝看见挪亚是一个相当不一样的人。
And so at that generation, Noah is a righteous person in front of the Lord.
另外，希伯来书追回顾这件事情的时候，他怎么讲挪亚
？And so in Hebrew talk about Noah.
他说挪亚因着信
，and because he's faith.
By faith. 他既蒙神指示他未见的事
，be warned of the God of things not seen as yet.
动了敬畏的心
，moved with fear，
预备了一只方舟
，prepare an ark to the saving of his house，
使他全家得救
，so the whole house can be saved。
好，那么神只是他未见的事，你们想想是什么事
？And what kind of things now has not been seen？
神只是他什么未见的事？洪水
，and it's the flood。
神只是他洪水要来了哈
，and the God instructed him the flood's coming，
所以他就动了敬畏的心。
So he moved with a fear。
今天我们很多人知道将来神也要审判这个世界
，and many of us know God will judge the world，
而且是借着基督以基督为标准来审判这个世界
，and is through the Jesus Christ as a standard。
我们有没有因为知道了这个未见的事？还没发生的事情，但是我们心里开始有了一个敬畏的心呢。
Do we have, even though we have not seen, but we have in our heart there's a fear.
我们有没有这个敬畏的心？然后为了自己的儿女，好，要想方设法的让他们认识基督，让他们有这个安全的保障。
Because the fear of the Lord that we want to teach our children to know the Lord.
好，但是挪亚他蒙恩。他是义人，在我们当中许多人都是蒙恩的人，也在神眼中都是义人。但是我们有除了这之外，我们有没有一个敬畏的心，知道将来的事情还没有发生的事情，而开始现在为这个来预备
？Many of us are already Christians, but do we have the same heart like Noah that's willing to prepare our children to teach them and to know God?
你知道挪亚造方舟的时候受了多少讥笑
？And do you know how much he was teased and ridiculed by many?
受了多少的羞辱
？And a lot of people just say he was so ashamed. By a lot of people shame him.
事实上，在那个时候啊，很多解经家说哈，天都还没下过雨。
And so there's some interpretation of a theologian say that there was never a rain before.
所以一般人说哦，会下大雨啊。
And so you say there's going to be a great storm or rain.
不可能啊！
That's impossible.
我们的经验告诉我们，我们没看见过雨。
And we have never seen rain before.
但是挪亚是凭着信心
，and Noah is because he had that faith，
做了这件事情
，and did build the ark。
那今天很多人说哈，哎呀，耶稣再来，影子在哪里？我根本没看到。
And a lot of people say, yeah, Jesus is going to come again. We don't see it.
审判在哪里？今天义人很嚣张。
And so where's the righteousness? So they are very prideful.
因为眼睛看不到，所以就丧失了信心。
And because we don't see it, so they don't have, do not have faith.
但是挪亚他相信，他就照着主神的话去做了。
And Noah, because by faith, so she, built the ark.
好，那我们看看圣经对约基别这个母亲的描述。
And we let's talk about Mother Jezebel.
那约基别的时代好是在出埃及记，在摩西那个时候。
And so that was the time was in Exodus in most of the time.
那摩西大概在纪元前1400年。
And was before 1400.
那是在中国周朝以前。
And that was around dynasty, Zhou dynasty.
在周朝是纪元前1200到纪元前200嘛，所以在应该是在商朝的时候。
So that's probably around Song dynasty Song.
那是摩西的时候，但是挪亚的时候大概纪元前2600到2500年。
So Noah's time was before 2600.
所以他们之间差了1000多年。
So there was a 1000 years between.
那么约基别怎么知道要去为摩西造一个方舟呢？
How did Jezebel know how to build a little ark for her son?
挪亚的故事是1000年之前。
And Noah was more than 1000 years ago.
所以从这个圣经的描述，你知道他这个妈妈是一个有信仰的人。
And so through that, you know Jezebel has a faith.
他知道挪亚的故事。
And she knew Noah's story.
他也知道挪亚怎么样把船放到海里面，把船沉，就是带着他跑。
And she knew that the Noah built the ark, and so it was in the ocean.
所以圣经说她是一个利未的女子哈。
And say she was from Levi.
利未的女子是怎么样？利未族是什么样服侍神的家庭
？And the house of Levi usually is those people are serving the Lord.
然后希伯来书在回顾这件事情的时候说
，And when the Hebrew talk about her,
他说摩西生下来，他的父母见他是俊美的孩子，又因着信把他藏了三个月，不怕亡命。
And so by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents.
Continue.
Oh, so they were a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment.
所以这边又提到因着信
and by faith,
不怕
no fear.
挪亚也是因着信
Noah is by faith,
敬畏
and fear of the Lord.
不怕别人的嘲笑
Do not was not afraid of people's ridicule.
做了他该做的事情
and did what he needs to do.
在这样的一个环境在这样的时刻呢，这个勇敢跟信心是相当重要的。
And so at that moment, the courage and faith were extremely important.
好，那我们看看能够保护孩子的父母亲，从圣经的教导有怎么样的一个品格
？Well, let's look at the parents who can protect their children. What kind of characteristic do they have?
好，他们是蒙恩，他们是义人。
And be blessed and the righteous.
蒙恩表示怎么样？他跟上帝有这个关系。
And talk about they have the relationship with the Lord.
这个恩典这个字呢，是特别用在属神的人身上的用语。
And talk about is the grace only applied to the people who know the Lord.
所以跟神有一个信仰的关系。
And they have the relationship with the Lord by faith.
还有他们的生活本身是非常强调自己要做一个正直的人。
And so in their life, you can testify they belong to the Lord.
这样的人他可以保守他的原则。
And so those are the people who hold the principles.
然后他们父母亲与上帝的关系是什么样？圣经非常强调这两个家庭就是相信。
And so very important, those two families, they have one in common is by faith.
然后他们不惧怕，他们敬畏。
And so they are not afraid of circumstances, but they are fear of the Lord.
在这个充满不一样声音的世界上嘛，父母亲的勇气跟坚持啊，是保护他们儿女非常重要的一个原则。
So nowadays, it's totally very different in this generation. So it's very important for the parents how to protect and believe and to protect their children.
好，所以这个对我们来说呢，是一个很大的一个提醒。
And this is a great reminder for us.
我知道我们当中有很多人的亲戚啊、孩子啊，跟主的关系都不是那么的好哈。
And so we know there's a lot of families that our children or relatives do not have a good relationship with the Lord.
那父母亲这个时候就要拿出你的勇气跟你的坚持来。
And so the parent need to have the persistent and also have the courage.
好，不住地为你的孩子祷告，把真理传授给他们。
Continue to pray for your children.
好，这就是两个方舟。
And so we talk about two arcs.
好，上帝并不偏待人哈。
And so God did not treat everyone fairly.
他不会特别强调一个男性的重要。
And did not emphasize the most important for a man.
好，他也强调母亲这个女性的在家里的重要性。
So he emphasized the woman's importance of women at home.
那第三个呢是两个预见。
And so the third one talk about two mats.
这个对我来说是意义最深刻的一个灵修的发现。
So this is most great discovery for me during my quiet time.
我觉得这个对我来说是非常具有挑战性，而且非常有意思。
And it's very interesting and actually also is challenging.
第一个预见呢是在创世纪里面，神的使者主动来预见雅各。
And so the top of Genesis, that Jacob went on his way, the angel of God met him.
这个预见呢，就它原文的意思呢，不是一个正面的预见。
And so the original meaning is not a confrontation, that kind of meet.
It is.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
不是一个不是一个正面的哈，而是一个反面的，是一个挑战、挑衅式的预见。
Okay, so that the original words in the meet is actually a little bit meeting, but with some kind of challenges.
Right.然后雅各还不晓得神的使者来预见他是干什么的。
And Jacob at the time did not understand why the angel wanted to meet him.
结果到傍晚哈要过河之前呢。
So before he was going across the river.
要回家之前，要回到他老家之前。
Before he went back to his old home.
这个天使就来，神的使者就跟雅各摔跤。
So the angel wrestled with him.
哇，摔了好长一段时间，一直摔到黎明。
And they wrestled for a long time until the breaking of the day.
所以你就知道雅各是多么强壮的一个人。
And so you know Jacob was very strong physically.
这个使者甚至都没有办法胜过他。
And even the angel could not take him down.
所以这个使者就略施小计。
And so the angel did a little bit trick.
Yeah, 摸了他的大腿窝一把。
So touch his thigh.
好像我们中文说是点穴哈。
It's almost a Chinese the what 点穴 point.
Yeah, 就是他这个穴道给堵了哈，他就开始瘸腿了。
So he became crippled because of that.
点穴真的有这个意思哈，所以他开始哈，雅各从此之后他就变成走路就变成这样子一个人。
So he became crippled afterwards.
那这个时候呢，神的使者跟他讲了一个非常非常重要的话。
But the angel of the Lord said something very important.
最后他说哈，你叫什么名字？
And what is your name?
他说我叫雅各。
He said my name is Jacob.
难道这个神的使者不知道他叫什么名字吗？
So do you think the angel of the Lord did not know Jacob's name?
他是故意问他的。
I think he asked him purposely.
然后他说你的名不要再叫雅各。
So your name should not be called Jacob anymore.
雅各在他的希伯来文意思就是抓。
And Jacob originally means is grasp.
好，去抓抓不属于他的东西。
Grasp thing does not belong to him.
你要叫做以色列。
And for now, your name is going to be Israel.
以色列的意思是什么呢
？So what's the name of Israel?
哇，神把他的地位抬得很高了。
So God has lifted his position.
从一个东抓西抓的人变成一个神的王子。
And so talk about someone would like to.A grab thing is almost like a thief to become a prince.
你知道雅各这个时候他要回到他的老家去。
And before he was ready to return his old home,
他也有了十二个儿子。
He already have 12 children.
神的计划是使雅各成为以色列这个民族的国父。
And so God wanted he become the prince of this new country,
new nation, yeah.
nation.
因为以色列这个名字就是来自雅各。
So,Israel, Jacob, that name is coming. Israel is coming from Jacob.
还不是来自亚伯拉罕。
It's not coming from Abraham.
因为亚伯拉罕有以实玛利跟以扫。
And so, Abraham has Esau and
Ishmael.
Ishmael.、Yeah.
然后以扫有什么？有雅各跟以东这个以东以撒、
so,
不是哦，有以撒，以撒有以扫跟雅各。
Right. So the I'm getting confused right now. Esau has two sons, and there's Jacob and
Esau.
Isaac
has two.
Isaac.
我刚刚讲错了。以撒有以扫跟雅各。
Right.
然后雅各改名成以色列，以色列这个民族才从他出来。
So the Jacob's name changed to Israel. So there are 12 tribes coming from Israel.
而以扫后来变成以东，就是以东国。
Esau became Edom.
所以以色列这个国家要有一个国父的产生，这个人一定要是一个神所认可不一样的人。
And so from the nation of Israel, the person who has to be very different, that is recognized by God.
神要把他变成神的王子。
And God wants to change him, become the prince of the Lord.
要把他提升出来。
To lift his position.
而我们知道。雅各从他的叔父拉班回来之后，经过这个亚伯和渡口以后，他的生命完全改变了。
So since before he crossed the river, his life has been totally changed.
他完全改变了。
He totally changed.
好，这是雅各哈，神的使者遇见他，改变他，要提升他这个人。
So the angel of the Lord met him and changed him.
但是神也使他成为一个跛腿的人。
And so he also became a cripple.
就是他的力量哈，他的肉体的力量现在不能够再支撑他了。
So his physical strength were not able to support him anymore.
现在神要改变他，在灵里面改变他的生命。
But God has changed him spiritually.
那我们在出埃及记也看到一个预见。
And there's another met in Exodus.
这个预见就跟那个预见同一个字，是带着挑衅、带着挑战的意思。
And this met also a meaning of a kind of challenge.
而且是神主动来的。
And it's coming from the Lord initially.
摩西在往路上住宿的地方，耶和华遇见他，想要杀他。
And it came to pass, by the way, in the inn, the Lord met him and sought to kill him.
哇，好可怕。
Well, it sounds terrible.
假如上帝来遇见你，要杀你。
If God come to meet you, want to kill you.
假如你是摩西。
If you were Moses.
你那个时候的感觉是什么？
How do you feel?
会被吓死了。
You'll be horrified.
然后你会奇怪，为什么你要我去埃及做你的事情，现在却要把我给杀死
？And you want to send me to the Egypt, and you actually want to kill me?
为什么
？Why?
后来他的太太知道怎么做，马上替他两个儿子行割礼。
And so his wife actually was wise enough and immediately did the circumcision of his two sons.
他太太知道是这件事情。冒犯了上帝。
And is this that I have offended the Lord?
那事实上，我觉得这件事情是爸爸摩西该做的，他没做。
And this something is Moses supposed to, but forgot to do.
他太太也知道要这么做。
And his wife knew what to do.
所以当上帝要来杀摩西的时候，他赶快来解决问题。
And so that she immediately recognized the problem and took care of that matter to her hand.
所以耶和华才放了摩西哈，二十六节。
So here is said he let him go.Lord, let him go.
你知道上帝在呼召摩西的时候，摩西的对话很有意思。
And so you know, God, when God called Moses, their interaction was very interesting.
摩西是一个相当有主见的人。
And Moses has a lot of idea on his own.
你知道他在埃及的皇宫长大，养尊处优。
And he was a pretty spoiled in the royal palace.
然后四十岁杀，就是凭着他意思就把一个埃及人给杀了。
And when he was 40 years old, he killed someone.
然后四十年在旷野牧羊，也是他当牧羊人，他说的算。
And he became a shepherd in the wilderness for 40 years.
神呼召他是他很多借口，我是左狗笨舌的，你不要找我去了。
And so when God has called him, he gave himself a lot of excuses.
神刚说你要去，说好你说的算了吧，那我就去吧。
And so then when God called him, he said, okay, whatever you want me to do, I'm just going to go.
所以这边圣经没有记载那个细节，但是我们知道神要摩西回埃及之前，你一定要替你孩子行割礼。
And so even though they were did not talk about a lot of details, but that God want him to do a circumcision of his children before he go back.
因为他是要向以色列这个受割礼的民族做事情的，他自己不能不替自己的孩子行割礼。
Because Moses the one is going to lead Israel, so he have to set a great example for them.
这是一个相当可怕的一幕哈。
And this is the image sounds like a pretty horrifying.
你们把自己放在那个景况当中，你就知道。
And if you put yourself into that situation,
这个景象摩西一辈子都忘不了。
And this image that Moses will never forget.
所以摩西从一个自己爱做决定的人
，And Moses become a person who loved to make a decision everything by himself.
在出埃及记第四章之后，对摩西的记载是什么呢
？And so what is in Exodus chapter 4?
有什么改变呢
？What kind of changes in him?
圣经开始说，耶和华怎么说，摩西就怎么做。
Whatever Lord says, and he will do whatever he will follow.
我们想想看。
Let's think about this.
摩西要带领以色列人出埃及。
And when Moses needs to lead Israel, leave the Egypt.
单是男丁就有六百人，
六百
万。
And so with all
六万是吧？ 六十万，但是男丁就六十万。
Only the male there is about 600,000.
所以如果说妇女加上小孩的话，那大概就是两百万人。
So if you add women and the children, probably about 2 million.
然后上帝要摩西带他们出来之后，在旷野里颁木律法。
And so God Moses led them leaving the Egypt. Also need to give them the Ten Commandments.
这么重要的一件事情，神可以用一个自作主张的人来做吗？
So such important thing, can God use a person who always make a decision by himself?
神的旨意要贯彻的执行，他可以用一个随自己意思做决定的人来用吗？
So God wants someone to follow his will. Can he use a person only always make a decision by himself?
神只能用一个他怎么说你就必须怎么做的人才可以完成神要做的事。
God can only use a person that the Lord instructs him, he will follow.
所以这个经验对摩西来说太重要了。
And so this actually experience is extremely important for Moses.
虽然这个经验让他非常的惊吓。
And so he probably was horrified by this experience.
但是他成就了后来神要使用摩西的目的。
But he accomplished God's goal.
就是摩西，你要学会听我的话。
So it's to learn to follow God's word.
所以有的时候哈，我们寻求神。
And very often we will see God's will.
有的时候神来遇见我们。
And sometimes God will come to meet us.
我希望我们每个人生命当中都有被神遇见的这样的一个时候。
I hope we all have this experience that God has met us.
因为这样的遇见会使你成为一个不一样的人。
And this met will become something that will be different.
或许是让你身体遭受某些磨难。
And sometimes we might suffer through physical illness.
或许是你的家庭产生很大的变化，
and maybe some turbulence in your family,
或是你个人经历了某一个巨大的伤害，
and maybe it's a big hurt in your life.
你可以去想一想，在这样的情况当中，神是不是给我一个挑战？
And so through those experiences, God challenges you.
当然，我不晓得神对个人要做什么样的事情。
I have no idea the what is God challenging you individually.
但是，假如神要改变你，使你进入到一个更高层次的服事的时候，他一定要来遇见你。
And so if God wants to change you to lead you to a higher level, he has to meet you.
因为人的本性有太多是跟神违和的地方。
And our own self is totally very, very often opposite of what God wants us to do.
这个卡住了哈，这是最重要的地方，所以大家再想一想。
Okay, so this is very important, so I want you to meditate on that.
对我来说，这是一个最重要一点哈，两个预见。
So there's two met, it's extremely important.
超乎我们自己预料的。
It's a surpass what we're understanding.
好，所以这边预见上帝呢，雅各他承认自己的本性哈。
And so the Jacob recognizes his own nature.
他被赐给一个新的名字，知道他的新的一个身份。
So he got a new name. And got a new position.
他才蒙到真正属灵的祝福，成为以色列民族的创始者。
So he became a true blessing, become the forefather of the Israel.
而摩西呢，他进入了一个割礼的盟约。
And so Moses went into the covenant of the circumcision.
他除去了这个象征性的污秽。
And so get rid of the symbolic sinfulness.
他才可以侍奉圣洁的上帝。
So he can serve the holy God.
神给他一个很重要很重要的使命。
And a very important mission.
就是带领以色列出埃及，而且颁布律法，还要教导这个律法。
And to Israel and all of the Egypt and to learn about Ten Commandments.
好，我们知道有一个人叫圣奥古斯丁。
And there's one person called Saint Augustine.
他是一个相当有学问的人。
He's a very knowledgeable person.
相当有才华的人。
And also very talented.
相当对各种事情都有很有兴趣的人。
And he's have a multi interest.
但是就像我们今天很多所谓的学者、所谓的科学家、所谓的哎呀，反正什么什么家、什么学者一样的一个人。
And so just like nowadays the scientists, the scholars, or the people with the experts.
但是他有一个问题。
But he had a problem.
就是生活非常糜烂。
And he has a living a very, 糜烂, very
corrupt.
Corrupt life.
Yeah. 他常常去酒馆喝酒，喝到酩酊大醉。
And so he would drink himself to be so drunk.
而且他的性生活也非常随便。
And very sexual immorality.
事实上呢，这是今天很多高高在位的人的一个真实的写照。
And actually, this is a very reflection of a lot of people in high positions.
好，我们不要觉得这些道貌岸然的人就是真的是道貌岸然。
And don't think the people who probably have a high position or a position, high position that they are true what they.
其实这种道貌岸的人，很多人的背后啊，是生活糜烂的不得了。
And they, those very often those people are extremely corrupt.
所以奥古斯丁有这样的挣扎。
And so he had the struggle.
所以他一直在寻求。
So he was seeking.
他的妈妈替他祷告，祷告，祷告。
His mother has prayed for him for many years.
So 有一次他在一个花园里坐下来休息的时候
，And one day he was resting in a garden.
就听到一个人说，一个声音说，拿来读，拿来读。
And he heard a voice say, "Come, just come, pick something to read."
就有一本圣经刚好在花园一个小桌子上。
And so there was a Bible laying on the table there.
风把这个圣经吹开。
And so the wind actually blowing the open the Bible.
刚好吹到。罗马书十三章
And he just turned to the page on Romans chapter 13.
他读到了十四节
And so verse 14.
总要披戴主耶稣基督
And put you on the Lord Jesus Christ.
不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲
And make not provision for the flesh.
哇，在那一天，他遇见了他灵魂里要找的那件事情
He met the person he's been searching for.
第一，你要认识要披戴主耶稣基督
First, you need to You put the Lord Jesus Christ.
后面那句话就是讲到他生活的写照。
And the next one is reflection of his true self.
不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
May not provision for the flesh.
啊，神那天遇见他了。
So God met him that day.
他这个人开始改变了，完全改变了。
He started to change.
从一个生活相当糜烂人，到后来被称为圣奥古斯丁。
And from someone who was so corrupt, became they called saint.
而且在第五世纪成为这个天主教教会里面最伟大的一个神学家、思想家。
And so he was called the greatest theologian in the fifth century.
被神遇见，事实上是一件好事情。
When you met by the Lord, it's a wonderful thing.
好，再讲一个例子哈。
And give you another example.
孙悦。
And you probably know this famous person, 孙悦。
我最近在无锡的这个网微信哈发了他的一个追思礼拜的这个视频。
And so I have shared someone with people with a memorial service about 孙悦in our 5C WeChat.
他是一个36年的老烟枪。
And so he has smoked for 36 years.
他是一个很有名的演员。
He's a very famous actor.
所以即使成为基督徒之后呢，他都还是习惯性的拿起这个烟来抽。
Even he became a Christian, he still smoked.
但是啊，神要在他生命中做工，让他做更大的事。
But God has changed him, want him to do greater things.
有一次他演完了一个剧之后呢
，After one time he performed a show.
有两个年轻人来找他谈话
，And two young people came to talk to him.
他就顺手拿起一支烟，还是这样子放到嘴里。
It's very natural for him to just pick up the cigarette, put in his mouth.
但是这句话马上浮现在他的脑海。
Immediately, this verse came to his head.
说凡事都可行，但不都有益处。
But all things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient.
凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not.
哇，这句话圣灵把这个圣经的话给他说来，他那个三十六年的烟瘾哈，在那一刻他想到，我抽烟可以。但对我的身体没益处。事实上，他最后死于 COPD 啊，
so,
肺气肿。
So after the he's been smoking for 36 years, the Holy Spirit actually reminded him everything maybe is okay, lawful, but does not necessarily good edify or does not good for you. So he in the end he actually died of COPD.
然后凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
But everything is lawful, but not all things edify.
在那一刻，他三十六年的老烟枪把烟完全戒掉。
So he actually was able to get rid of the cigarettes, smoking.
他那天啊，被神遇见了。
He met by the Lord.
他把烟戒掉之后，你知道神用他做什么吗
？Do you know what happened to him after he get rid of the smoking?
他开始做了很多很美好的公益，其中一个包括戒烟协会。
So he have done a lot of charity thing. One of them actually is a cessation of smoking.
事实上，在他最后治疗的时候，他还带着这个医疗仪器哈，还到国外啊去做这个公益。
And so even in the end of his life, he used bring some of the medical equipment to go outside to help other people.
所以弟兄姐妹们
sisters and brothers?
你希望神借着你来做更大的事情吗？
Do you want God to use you to do greater things?
在神能够用你做更大事之前，你的生命一定要被他遇见，要被他的话语来改变。
And so before you do that, that God has to meet you first and also change you.
神会把你提升到另外一个属灵的层次。
And God will lift you up to another spiritual level.
在这样的层次，你可以服侍更高层次的。
Higher level that you can serve more.
所以不要满足于自己的现状。
Do not be just comfortable where you are today.
假如摩西是一个不顺从的人，他没有办法带领以色列人出去完成神的旨意。
Even Moses did not want to be made by the God and do things like God want him to do.
假如雅各他不在神面前被摸了一把，他改变他认知自己新的身份，他没有办法做以色列的国父。
If Jacob did not, was not touched by the angel, he could not become a forefather of Israel.
所以我们要渴望被神有这样的预见。
We wanted to have this desire to be me by the Lord.
好，我自己哈，在我的病痛中也遇见上帝哈。
I have met the Lord when I was very sick.
神遇见我呢，让我在病痛中。
And so God met me during my when I had my cancer.
这是我当时做的一个开刀的手术，结果没有很好的痊愈。
So I had a little bit incision at the time, but it was not healed well.
我自己以前从来没有怎么生过什么大病。
I have never had a major illness in my life.
但是这样病痛中让我知道我不能再靠我的身体了。身体不可靠了。
So during my illness, I realized that I could not count on my physical health anymore.
我学习开始信靠上帝，而不是信靠自己。
So I learned how to trust the Lord, not trust myself.
在这个被挑战、被遇见的过程当中呢，我的灵性也得到往上走的一个翻转。
And through these challenges, I'm meeting the Lord, and then my spiritual life has been different.
好。我从生病之后呢，神反而给我开了更多服侍他的门。
And even after illness, God has opened more doors to me.
所以不单单是做见证，神开始让我讲道。
And so not only share the testimony, also God teach want me to actually to speak.
在这之前哈，在2011年我生病之前，我从来没有讲道。
And before 2011, I never actually give a sermon.
但是神借着这个也预备我，让我有生命的道可以讲。
And after that, that God has used me because there's a, through my own experience, I can serve him by preaching.
圣经上说有一句话我非常喜欢哈。
And there's one word I really love a lot in the Bible.
他说上帝啊，你的意念对我们何其多。
And so you have so many wonderful things for us.
好，对我们都是好的。
Is they are all good for us.
好，都是好的。
They are all good for us.
所以虽然这个预见当时是非常具有挑战性，非常痛苦。
And so even though to me with the Lord at the time is very challenging and actually painful.
但是被神所召的人好，神在他身上有他的旨意。
And for those people who call by the Lord has a special meaning.
我们就要迎上去，要去配合神的旨意。
We need to meet with this challenge.
但是这过程当中信心非常重要。
And through the process, the faith is the most important thing.
而且盼望那位赐人生命的上帝是非常重要一件事情。
And hope that wonderful Lord is the most important thing.
好。最后我们看到两个纪念。
And last one, we talk about two memorials.
他告诉我们怎做一些什么事情是可以蒙上帝纪念。
And what kind of thing we can do that will be, become memorial, by the Lord.
好，圣经上第一个纪念讲到是玛利亚用香膏抹耶稣的脚。
And you talk about Mary used the
浇在他的头上。
And to pour the perfume over Jesus' head.
然后用自己的头发去擦耶稣的脚。
And use her hair to wipe.
马太福音26:13说，普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所行的，做个纪念。
So no matter where the gospel should be preached in the world, and they show also this woman has done, be told by memory of her.
这是坐在耶稣身上的事情。
Because it's something done to Jesus.
而且是很慷慨的坐在耶稣身上的事情。
And it's done generously.
啊，耶稣特别纪念这件事。
And so God wants us to remember him.
那下一个纪念呢，是哥尼流的善行。
And so is the generosity of Cornelius.
哥尼流是一个还不真正认识神的一个意大利人。
And he was a centurion, it was an Italian, and did not know the Lord at the time.
但是他非常虔诚。
But he was very faithful.
他的全家都敬畏神，多多筹集百姓，常常祷告。
They believe in God, they pray very often and very often to help the people.
所以第四节说好，神差天使说，你的祷告和你的筹集达到神面前，以蒙纪念了。
And so one time that the angel was sent to him and said, we will remember you whatever you have accomplished has been memorial before the Lord.
所以玛利亚坐在耶稣身上慷慨地坐好，蒙神的纪念。
And so Mary's whatever she has done that's been memory of her.
哥尼流坐在百姓坐在邻居身上筹祭，然后他在神面前的祷告也被纪念。
And so Cornelius' generosity, the things he have done to his people, and also prayer that God remembered.
所以上帝纪念的是什么事情呢？
So what kind of thing that God remembered?
在新约里纪念只提到这两次。
So in the term memorial only recorded twice.
这就也就是上帝给我们的见证。
And so it's God's testimony for us.
所以玛利亚哈跟耶稣的关系是相当亲密的。
And Mary's relationship with the Lord is extremely intimate.
我们知道她常常专心地听耶稣讲话。
She listened to Jesus intently.
她深深知道耶稣是谁，他的价值在哪里。
So she knew who Jesus was.
而且将耶稣身份配得的这个奉献哈给他。
And so give that glory back to the Lord.
而且做得很及时。
And so always did it in time.
那哥尼流呢，他是与人之间有他的慈惠关系。
And Cornelius, he had this relationship of generosity with the people.
他坐在人的身上。
He always did it to people.
他还不认识真神。
At the time, he didn't know the true God.
所以他的善行，他的祷告，神差遣彼得来把福音告诉他。
So his good works and his prayer, God has sent Peter to help him to know the Lord.
那我们常常说，哎呀，有些人会比较说，你看这些人还不信主哈，但是他做的比基督徒还好啊！你看他这么帮助穷人，这么做善事。
And so a lot of time you see non-Christians do better than Christians. They do a lot of good things to others.
这就像哥尼流一样。
It's just like Cornelius.
但是这样够不够
？Is that good enough?
够不够
？No.
不够，为什么不够
？So it's not good enough.
如果够的话，神就不必差彼得来把福音告诉他。
So if that is sufficient, God does not need to send Peter to help Cornelius to know the Lord.
所以我们要分辨的非常清楚，好，光做善事不认识真神是不够的。
So doing a lot of good things is not enough.
好，一定要认识上帝差遣耶稣来给我们的救恩这件事情，而且接受耶稣，在神的眼中，这才是一个义人。
We have to know the salvation, accept his love to become a righteous person.
但是成为基督徒之后，我们就可以不做善事了吗？
However, if we become a Christian, does that mean we don't have to do good things?
成为基督徒之后就可以不做善事了吗？
So do we don't have to do any good thing after become a Christian?
要做的更多。
Yeah, so we have to even do more.
所以成为基督徒还要继续做善事。
We'll continue to do good things.
因为圣经教导我们要爱神，要爱人，对不对？
We need to love the Lord and love the people.
所以不要以为你成了基督徒，哇，你一切 settle， 哎呀，我成好了，我就可以怎么样怎么样了。
Just do not be settled, just become a Christian.
成为基督徒以后不能自私哈。
And we cannot be selfish.
更不能自私。
And we need to be even less selfish.
所以神纪念的事情，我们在世上做的事情，第一，我们要坐在神的身上，坐在耶稣身上，坐在神的家中。
The first thing that I need to remember is doing to the Lord, to Jesus and his family.
还有坐在人的身上。
And the second is to do the people.
好，出于爱，出于爱的服事。
Is coming to the love to serve.
好，所以爱神要爱人。
So we need to love the Lord and love the people.
好，所以的结语好，从二的生活见证呢，我们看见上帝对人的教导，还有对人的期盼。
And so conclusion is through this two.That the testimony that we see what God wants to teach us today.
他教导我们人际关系的健全。
And so to teach, we need to have a healthy relationship with other people.
好，有伴侣或是有朋友参加小组教会，相互守望问责，不要落单。
And so we need to be for our partner friends and the small group of church. We need to continue to support each other.
还要与人同工合一，来见证上帝的荣耀。
Do not be alone, and also learn to collaborate and working together, serving together to testify God's glory.
上帝也对做父母亲的保护儿女有一个很大的期望。
And God also has this expectation for the parents.
好，他给我们父母亲，我们也要效法敬虔的榜样。
And so he gives our parents, we also need to learn how to fear the Lord.
保护自己的儿女走上真理之路，脱离将来的审判。
And protect our children to walk in the truth, and then to get rid of the judgment one day.
第三个就是说，我们的品性的改造与侍奉的关系是非常重要的。
And it's very important to our character changes and our service.
人的本性有许多与上帝违和。
And very often we have a lot of our own self is different than what God expects.
他挑战我们不断要脱下旧的，成为更合他心意的人，能够担当更高的侍奉。
He challenged us that we need to take our old and then wear the new and to become the heart of his goal.
然后我们人生的品质跟目标在哪里？
And so what is our the goal and our 品质 quality of life?
我们要成为向神富足、向人有爱的人。
And so we need to become worthy quality of is rich toward God and love toward other people.
好，那我们 就一起来祷告。
So let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你话语给我们有两次出现的见证。
And we want to thank you for your words that use this word two testimonies.
让我们看见，很清楚的看见你的见证是那么的正确，能够使我们这些愚昧的人得到智慧。
So we can clearly to see that your testimony to help the foolish become wise.
求主帮助我们在回想在今天的信息的时候，能够更贴近你的心意。
And so let us meditate your words so we can understand you better.
这些都是很值得我们去追寻的目标。
And those are the wonderful goals that we need to continue to working toward.
求主祝福我们所有的弟兄姐妹。
And continue to bless our sisters and brothers.
不断在基督里面能够成长。
In Christ, we continue to grow.
成为合你心意、讨你喜悦的人。
And to please you and to become
将来我们站在你的宝座前的时候，我们不至于赤身肉体，不至于羞愧。
And so we'll not be ashamed when we one day we stand before you.
我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，谢谢。